Red lights.
Stop signs. What's up, guys?
Welcome back to the Vagabond Vies. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Vagabond Vies. We're live in studio.
We're live in Wichita, Kansas.
We're back in the stew with Heston High School's finest. We have on mic number two, Sydney Rivas.
What's up, guys? And
on mic number three, Flora Flergeson.
What's up, guys? We're back at it again with a Heston High School trio.
Really the dream team, I think, of Heston High School.
Yeah, I mean, you got the two out of the four head cheerleaders here.
Nice.
The pep band director.
Nope. lead trumpet player, I think. Is what, my bad. Jill Miller was the...
Really?
Yeah.
Remember, she was the one that directed it.
What do you call it? Yeah. Do you remember?
No.
Drum major.
Oh. Yeah. That's what it was. Did
she play an instrument?
She played the flute. No, French horn.
And then occasionally she stood up and did one of these.
Yeah, you don't really need French horns in a pep band, so she was sacrificable.
Don't disrespect her like that.
Well, no, she's great at what she did, but I mean, no Lyle Graverson, you know.
Man, I wonder what she's up to.
She actually just followed me on Instagram the other day. So that's what
what's she up to?
You know who I saw on Facebook the other day? I saw... Andrew Frazier pop up on my, and then of course I was like, of course Isaac's friends with him. I looked at the mutual friends and was like, Isaac Penner,
big ass fish in his profile.
Yes, yes, yes.
That makes me happy that he's like, a big fisher.
Oh yeah, I hope he's doing well.
Me too.
So guys, today we're gonna start off by just getting some advice for me.
Do you need
because
some advice?
I'm currently struggling with an issue at work.
Where do you work, Laura?
I'm a psych nurse I'm not going to say specifics of where I work, you know, because this podcast is so big.
It has a big reach, right?
People might.
Some of your clients could even be listening.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Your patients, yeah, probably. Sure.
Patients is what I meant, yeah.
Clients.
Sorry, patients, yeah. Patients, clients.
Oh, sorry. Yes. Mine is customers.
Anyway, I have a situation and I need opinions from my two most trusted allies.
And from the viewers too, probably, huh?
And from the viewers, you know,
so
you guys
comment below the
comment,
answer.
Email us.
Yeah.
Let me know what I should do because I'm in a pickle.
Leave us a 5-star review and tell us.
So, a little backstory here. I work with this guy and he and I have always been pretty like flirty, just like kind of hit it off, like we're good friends. We talk every single night. We just vibe with each other,
right?
If you know what I mean. Like,
oh, yeah. Vibes are high.
And we also like text, but we never have been anything like it's always been platonic.
Right.
Like we've never gone past that.
When you text, is it about exclusively work or is it like kind of playful?
Pretty much exclusively work.
Yeah.
But
not necessarily.
But it's always like playful.
Professional.
No, it's not like professional.
Playful about work.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
But we do text like outside of work.
This sounds like the beginning of a Caller Daddy podcast.
Ooh.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, true. But anyway, so this guy, a couple weeks ago, another friend of mine, a female coworker of mine, told me, she was like talking to me and she was like, oh yeah, so-and-so's girlfriend is crazy.
Whoa.
Can we give him a code name?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Cody.
Yeah, so Cody's girlfriend is crazy. And I was just like, wait, Cody has a girlfriend?
No.
I've been working here for 6 months and have been like talking to this guy like just like, I mean, friendly. Like
flirty, would
for
you say?
Flirty, friendly for as long as I've worked here.
Mm-hmm.
And I had absolutely no idea he had a girlfriend.
Sounds like he intentionally never brought that up.
Correct. You are correct.
Thank you.
He didn't bring it up on purpose. Yep. And this female coworker let me know all of this. Like, she told me he didn't want to tell you because he likes you, but he can't figure out a way to end it with his girlfriend. Anyway, so flash forward a few days after that, I get a friend request on Snapchat from his girlfriend.
Oh, my God.
And then she quickly deletes it. Like, nothing comes of it. But I saw her name say it added
and you.
You
know her name. And...
and oh, can we just add in here? She works at the hospital, too.
Oh, so it's just a...
yeah,
it's an orangutan. She works in the...
it's an entanglement. Another unit. An entanglement. So. Yes, it's a real
entanglement. So she knows who you are. Like...
for yeah, sure. But I don't know her. Like, I've never met her.
But she knows who you are.
She knows I work there, yeah.
Not because of this guy. Just independently would know.
No. She knows me because of this guy.
Gotcha.
And also, side note, this exact same morning, I went to go text Cody and to tell him something about what happened at work. Mm-hmm. And I saw that our iMessages, when I text him, turned green. And I was like... I think I just got blocked.
Blocked.
He hasn't texted back since?
Just let me finish the story.
Sorry. I thought this was today.
No, it gets better. Okay. This was like a week ago.
Maybe he just got an Android. Sorry, go ahead.
So this all happened the same morning. She added me on Snap, deleted me on Snap. I texted him. I got blocked. Blah, blah, blah.
There's some shit going down in that
so
house right now.
So I go to work the next day. He comes up to me like normal, like talk to me like normal. And I'm like, hey, we need to talk. And so we go like
in the psych ward, shit's going down.
We go to like a separate room and he's like, I'm like, so I know what's happening. Like, you didn't tell me you had a girlfriend all this time. And I wouldn't have been texting you or talking to you as much as I do if I knew you had a girlfriend. Yeah. And he pretty much tells me like his girlfriend hates me because she knows that I talk to him and a bunch of other details about his psycho girlfriend that I can't air out their dirty laundry. But anyway, pretty much just telling me they're over and he's really sorry that he dragged me into it. Still just like being friendly with me, like we're good friends. Mm-hmm. And so that was the end of that. Then flash forward to last night at work. We're in current time now.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
My good friend, the female friend who told me he had a girlfriend, who's also very good friends with him, it's our mutual friend, lets me know like all the dirty details. Wow. Like everything about him liking me, like wanting to pursue me and stuff like that. But I'm like, why would I date someone who was talking to me while he had a girlfriend secretly?
Red flag.
Huge red flag. But anyway, it's sticky because we work together and you can tell like he's just waiting to see if he could make a move or something. Mm-hmm. But I haven't like cleared the air and I've definitely been like flirty with him. So what do I do? Do I clear the air? Do I say, listen, I'm not interested in that way because I don't want to ruin anything like friendship wise.
Are you still blocked?
Yeah.
No, he did unblock me.
He did block me.
And I confronted him about that. I was like, you blocked me. And he was like, yeah, well, I was trying to keep you out of it. I just thought it would protect you from like her getting to you. And I was like, okay.
He thought that maybe she would take his phone and like send you some groceries.
I don't know. Yeah, something about that.
Probably.
But
so do you know if they're still together right now?
He says they're not.
Allegedly,
they're Allegedly, they are not together.
We have absolutely no reason to take his word at face value, I feel.
True. But might I just add, this man is in deep. Like, my friend said he's, like, very much, like, obsessed with me.
Really? He's probably ending that relationship and probably, like, I can imagine that he's, like, not, like, over dramatizing it, but probably finding shit that isn't super wrong with his relationship just so he has like a reason to end it because he like wants to get to you.
Possibly.
I imagine that's what's going on.
But it's like, I feel so much pressure. I'm like,
yeah.
Because I don't want to date him because long term, and might I add, I am attracted to this guy.
He's a hot dude.
And I do have like chemistry with him. So like the feeling is mutual.
Yeah.
Like we both do like each other, but I don't want to date him. So do I ruin things by just saying, look, we're never going to date? Or do I just let it fizzle out? I don't know. What should I do?
The two options, neither of them end up with you dating him.
Neither of them are me dating him. But I need to figure out if I should confront him in person, send him a text, or just like slowly like stop talking to him and maybe he gets the hint.
So I don't know. You made your mind up that you don't want to do anything more than...
Well, what do you think? Should I?
She shouldn't go for somebody that was... talking or flirting with another girl.
That's kind of a huge red flag in my opinion. Yeah,
I agree.
Let's not start a relationship off like that. Because think about it. If you got married and people are like, oh, how did you guys meet? Well, he had this girlfriend he started flirting with me at work. Like, that's messy.
Yeah.
That's the
and we're coworkers.
From the therapist over here.
So. Yeah. If the therapist tells you. What do you think,
Isaac?
Here's
some unsanctioned advice from nothing but a mere marketer. But a self-proclaimed love guru. I think that as a single woman in your 20s, I think that you're allowed to have some fun, you know?
See, that is the dilemma. I do get that, and I do want to have fun, but also at the same time, I feel like if I like took that step forward and like wanted to just like let my guard down, I would get myself into some really sticky, messy.
Yeah, the girlfriend or what?
Just well, in general, like, what if he like gets strong feelings for me when I'm not even looking to be long term with him? We don't have like our morals and like values don't line up, so I don't think he's someone like I would want to be in a relationship with. But yes, I am attracted to him like as just like a.
So it's like you want to have fun, like you could have fun,
like I could.
I don't think there's anything. I mean.
But we have maybe, to know the consequences of what could happen.
Maybe he develops feelings. I mean, yeah, at some level, it's probably important to tell him, like, this is what I, like, I don't see us ever dating, but, like, you know? Like.
But even if I went there, I feel like the whole hospital would, like, know.
I mean, like,
because he tells everyone.
Is this going to be a career for you, do you think?
I mean, it is my career.
At this hospital, though?
I mean, I'll be there for a little bit, yeah.
She's only been there
6 months.
I mean, do you care what your coworkers?
Yes.
Okay, she has to go there almost every day. You don't
want
to
like. You don't want people like talking around you, being like, "Ew, this girl is like just hooking up with people."
He's gonna tell the hospital. You think?
He has friends all over.
He's got friends in low places.
What should I do, Isaac? Should I send him a text tonight?
On the podcast?
Yes.
Okay. For sure. Get the phone out, Laura.
Okay. So,
what is the main point you want to convey?
Yeah, what's our call to action?
Good.
Marketing term.
Main point, I don't want to hurt his feelings, and I don't want him to think that he was completely off base thinking that we were like had something going on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So we need to be clear that
I don't want to send a text that's like, "Hey, I'm not interested in you at all." Right. Like, ew. We're just friends.
So here's our two bullets is, "Hey, I thought," maybe you could even frame it as like "I thought this could actually have been something, like I had like feelings for you," but follow it up with the big kicker of, "It's a big red flag that like you didn't tell me the truth from the get-go."
Do we want to say that though?
But I feel like that's too harsh. That kind of like digs into the friendship.
I don't think it's too harsh, but I think that's just going to trigger him to try to argue it and be like, "But blah 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 blah."
Yeah, like I don't want there to be an argument. I just want him to be like, "Okay, I understand."
Same the option page.
I don't want to give him any like hope or like.
So hit him with, there was and maybe still is mutual chemistry. However,
we both felt that chemistry. We both
weren't crazy.
You're not wrong, sir.
Like, you're not wrong. We definitely both like feel something with each other. But at the end of the day, I don't think it's a good idea to date coworkers, and I don't see us
play the coworker card.
Coworker card.
Yeah.
That's a great
if you say like because you had a girlfriend, then he's gonna be like, "Oh well, we're breaking up."
And he can't argue with the coworker thing. Yeah. Like,
right. What he's gonna do? Quit?
Oh shit.
What if he's like,
what if he quits
his
job?
Quit my job to be with you.
Well, maybe.
No.
Okay, yeah.
You're it's just, no.
No, that's insane.
Bottom line, I don't see myself with this man long term. It's just a little fling that like could be something, but I don't think.
Should we say
like,
that?
Okay, say 3 years ago, I would definitely go down this rabbit hole. I've grown a little bit and I'm a little more mature.
She's an adult.
And I just know it's not a good idea.
Can I propose something?
Yes.
This is kind of far out there, but I would still like to propose it. When you text him what you text him, using the coworker card, if... Laura, I need you here.
I'm listening. I'm just trying to find my draft of a text I already texted up.
If, for some crazy reason, he decides to quit his job...
Oh my gosh. Yeah, what are we doing?
You go forward with the fling.
Oh my...
Because then...
Okay.
He's not going to tell anyone because he no longer works with everyone. And B, you're not going to like have a reputation, and it's just he's single. And he quit his job and he clearly wants to have a fling with you.
It could get messy with ex-girlfriend.
But it's just a fling.
He has this weird, crazy ex-girlfriend, and I'm not going to go into details of her because I am not warranted to say all that.
Do you feel threatened, like, safety-wise?
Possibly, yeah.
Okay, well, that was never
Yeah, sorry, I can't give the details, but let's just say she's crazy. Like, okay, we're just going to say that.
I'd say don't fuck with it, then.
Yeah, like, and I don't want to say that to him because I don't want to... You know, I just don't want to hurt his feelings. I don't know.
There's so many guys in this town, Laura.
No, I know. It's just more of like he's there at work.
Yeah, a convenience.
I don't want to hurt. See, we were talking about that on the way here of like, we were just kind of harsh back in the day and would just like literally say whatever to a guy.
It's like, no, I'm not interested.
Like immediately shut them down. But now we're like, I don't want to hurt his feelings. Like we're too soft.
Yeah,
you just gotta say it how it is. Because honestly, it hurts people's feelings more when you give them false hope.
But it's like, it doesn't matter because he was lying to you.
Right.
Yeah, he was.
So it doesn't matter.
He was withholding information from you. Doesn't seem like you ever flat.
That's kind of a big chunk of information. Having
I mean, I think it's a level, a small level below, like, looking you in the eyes and saying, I don't have a girlfriend. Right. But it's still pretty fucked up.
He said it with his body language.
What did he look like?
I don't know. Well, he's touchy with her at work.
Yeah.
He's a little handsy?
Yeah, he is.
Like, touch your shoulders. Hey, yeah, glad you're here. Hands? Kinda, yeah.
I mean, he's
neck?
Just... He, like, yeah.
Back of the neck, front of the neck.
Touch the small of your back. Excuse me.
He's gonna put his hand in the small of your back. Don't turn away till you gotta
go
back.
You guys, I know when someone's being, like, flirty with someone. You know me.
Just like, but like, for the listeners, like, where is he... Where's he placing those paws?
I don't know. He
like
touches my hair sometimes. He touches my face sometimes.
Does he run his fingers through your hair?
No.
Okay. How does he touch your face?
Yeah, what part of your face?
Like, he'll just be like this.
So this is an audio podcast, so actually you kind of have to describe it.
Okay, so he'll like touch my chin sometimes, like just like joking around with me.
Damn, that's kind of cute.
Kind of something kinda you hot. Shouldn't do if you have a girlfriend.
Also kinda
something
you shouldn't
do. That's like cheating.
Also shouldn't do at work, just in general, probably. So some time has passed, and since Laura has sent a copy and pasted notes page paragraph to Cody, and we are waiting for his reply, and we will let you know.
Hopefully have a response.
Hopefully have a response by the end of the episode.
Guys, I'm so scared. I'm like tripping right now.
Laura's shaking on the
bag. 1 to 10 of anxiety, 10 being like, I'm going to die of anxiety.
Yeah, where are you at?
I'm at like a solid 7. And a half.
Okay. Like a good solid anxious.
Solid anxious.
And what would it take for you to get down to maybe a 6? Another White Claw?
Yeah, probably more alcohol maybe.
Is this what you tell your clients?
This is called scaling.
Usually done with alcohol.
I say to my patients, I say, so what makes your anxiety better? What makes it worse? Also, we forgot to mention, we have a guest star today.
Fourth member. Oh, she's looking over. Milo Ferguson. Thank you for contributing, Milo. That was Milo Ferguson.
Can we all have a warm welcome for Milo?
Welcome, please? Milo. Good job.
The goodest
job,
of girls. Honey.
Good job, Milo. Milo's a dog. I don't know if...
You got that.
That came through.
By the sniffles.
By the sniffs.
Milo Terry Ferguson.
She is on my beanbag right now, cuddling with Laura as we record this podcast. It's just pink.
What a 90-pound yellow lab.
Ugh. With big, droopy eyes.
She does have the cutest eyes. I'll give her that.
The way she... Kind of like Eeyore, if you can imagine that as a dog.
Okay, honestly, yeah.
A little bit?
I can see it.
She's just kind of...
She is sad, though, when Laura leaves for work.
Laura was in the bathroom earlier, and she literally cried. So,
I need a relationship like that. Yeah.
If your man ain't crying while you're in the while you're in the bathroom,
you're like at a bar in the bathroom, and he's like out there just bawling.
Just doesn't know what to do.
Is this a moose?
Yeah, I got it from Alaska.
You've been to Alaska?
Sure have.
When?
I'm a pretty well-traveled man. In fifth grade, when I was pretty obese.
Oh my god. When I was pretty obese.
You were not obese.
I was.
You were overweight.
Clinically obese. Hey. So while we're waiting for Cody to reply, for a situation just like this one, the love of my life, Gabrielle Fangman, has.
Oh my God. I love you guys.
My life partner, Gab, has.
Be right back, just like gonna go cry.
Has presented us with a couple question cards.
She's so thoughtful.
Isn't that thoughtful?
I love her.
She wanted to make sure that we had some good, solid, hearty content for this podcast. So she wrote down some question cards that we will be asking the Heston Fab 2 head cheerleaders right now. So we're just gonna go down the line and give us your honest answers, because
I'm ready.
People want to know if you could change gender. Okay, so sorry.
Oh,
this is like a would you rather type of thing, I think. So change gender every time you sneeze, or not be able to tell the difference between a muffin and a baby.
And a baby.
So every time you sneeze.
You know, I really don't sneeze that often, so I would choose that one. It'd be kind of fun.
You know, I kind of need some more context on this, because.
Okay, sure.
Are you telling me we're going to eat a baby on accident?
Am I only seeing a baby when I see muffins, or am I only seeing muffins when I see babies? Oh. Like, that is a loaded question. I can't tell the difference, but what am I looking at?
So, okay, great question. So you see a muffin, and in your head, muffins and babies look the exact same.
And they are all muffins to me.
They're all one thing. Yeah, could be either. Oh, that's a good point.
See? It's like, if it's a baby, I'm never going to eat that, even if it's a muffin or not.
Good question. Should we clarify?
Yeah.
Should we ring her up?
Let's ring her up. Let's have a guest star. Is she sleeping?
She just sent me a text.
She just said goodnight, bud.
So, should be awake.
She said goodnight, bud?
Yep, she called me bud.
Yikes, bro.
Kidding.
Night, buddy.
I censored it for the podcast.
She's ignoring you.
What'd she call you? Baby?
Baby girl.
Come on, what'd she call you?
She calls me babe, sweets, love.
Sweets.
Toot, sweets, toot, sweets. Chitty, chitty, bang, bang, anyone?
Okay.
Your call has been...
Yeah. She actually calls me sack.
Okay, so for the sake of conversation, we will go ahead and say that when you see a baby, it looks like a muffin. When you see a muffin, it looks like a baby.
I'm picturing actually, Laura at a bakery looking at the muffins and being like,
oh, adoption agency.
That one's so cute. Yes. And they're like, ma'am, this is a raspberry muffin.
So let me just decide.
And just choose a way and then I'll pick.
I'm thinking when you see both of them, they are something different. Like it's just a circle, like an object. It's not either, but you know that that circle is either a baby
or a muffin,
but you can't tell which. So you just have to guess how to treat that object.
You know.
And you see them frequently, as much as you would see a muffin or a baby.
And like with the hopes of that I'll someday be a mother, I think I'm going to go with the let's change genders, mm-hmm. because yeah, honestly, that'd be kind of cool. Like,
and also your chemistry is switching too.
Yeah.
So when you become a man, like you will get be to feel, attracted to whoever, I mean, whoever
you
you're
get to feel what it's like to be a man. Like, doesn't everyone want to feel what it's like to be the other gender? Yes,
I definitely do.
Like, you always wonder, like, what's going on in their mind, so.
And if you're, like.
Kind of like a superpower.
If you're about to, like, have a period, you can, like, rub some pollen against your nose and
honestly, that's very smart.
Yeah. Or if you're about to, like.
I think we're all in agreement. It's the gender
Women
for me.
Have
I think
nothing that think, they would need to switch for yeah. because they have no. And
I check your privilege, Penner. I
check your privilege.
I think that I
Milo
want to do that regardless. Just like anyways, you know.
Yeah, like it's not even like a choice. Like I'd want to do it.
Yeah, I don't have to get anything in return. There's no options. That's a dumb question. Honestly, you'd be pretty fucked up if you chose the other one. Yeah, you'd kill a baby.
It just doesn't really do anything for you, like eating
rather
a baby.
Eat a baby than be the other gender.
No doubt. No
Someone
doubt in my mind.
You a baby at a baby show and you're like, go ahead and just scarf it down.
I'm so happy for this little muffin. Your little muffin. Aww. It's a baby.
It's a baby.
That's the theme of the shower.
If you could witness any event of the past, present, or future, what would it be?
Oh my gosh.
We're getting a little more serious here.
Wow.
And let's go ahead and take the route of you're not like, this is like for a pleasure, like a, you're not like, why you can't,
would I want to live through something horrible?
Well, you can't pick like go back to like kill Hitler or something. You can't do like something morally high. This is like,
I'd go back and like save Titanic, right?
Right. You can't. Is that?
Gosh.
That's what you do?
Yeah, you just swim out there and you save it.
Yeah, save Leo DiCaprio.
I'd tell them there's an iceberg before they.
I just feel like we could pick a bigger natural disaster than that.
Oh, gosh. But, that is this a hard is question.
For your pleasure, not to save the planet. Gab's fang with those deep diver questions, you know?
Gosh.
That's why she's my life partner.
Stop it. You're making me feel so single.
We just decided that we're going to call each other life partners, so I'm trying to like use that to as many people, you know?
Isaac, I don't know. I don't have an answer.
I don't know.
That's such a good podcast. What would you do? Answer. Great question. Let me read the question again.
You
if
asked.
You could witness any event of the past, so present, or future, asked. What would it be? Let's see. Something in the past. Event in the future. I feel like that's where we should be thinking.
Yeah. I was thinking kind of future would be cool.
I'm thinking I want to be there when the first person lands on Mars.
Such a basic answer, though, really.
Boring.
Trace space travel is boring. You heard it here.
You heard it here first, folks.
Okay. I would like to be here when I would like to witness.
I feel like I would just like. It smells like this is a kind of a lame answer, but like I want to see. I want to see my parents when they were like young. Ooh, like yeah. I want to be there when they were in their 20s.
In their 20s, like partying, just, or what scene specifically? Yeah. Like what? What event do you want to see them at?
Like, I want to see them like young, carefree, like at a party,
at a bar.
Like, how do they talk to people?
Yeah, I want to see like my parents' mannerism or like how they. Yeah. Like, how would
Wait,
my dad
how did
talk
your
to a
parents
girl?
Meet?
They're at a coffee shop that was like a bring your own guitar and like
oh
like a,
my god
like a karaoke thing, and my dad brought his guitar and sang a song, and then my
of course
Keith and Sharon,
of course they're perfect.
Isn't that poetic?
Wait, so he sang and then what? Sharon approached him after?
I think they had like a mutual friend and my
That's so cute.
Mom. I don't know. I'll have to ask.
Also, fun fact. Store. Can I just put this in here?
Yeah.
Every single person in Isaac's immediate family has the same middle name. And I just want to let the world know that because I have never gotten past that. Like, it's just always on my mind. When his parents got married... Apparently his dad took his mom's maiden name as his middle name.
Changed his middle name.
And so now all of their names are Isaac blank blank. And like the first name is all different, but the second name and the last name are all the same.
Our middle name and last name are all the same.
Like, can we just think about that for a minute? It's just, it's kind of cool.
It's a Southern thing.
In like... Literally when I was like a sophomore or junior in high school is when
you
I
thought that was
first,
normal.
Yeah. It's when I first found out that like not everyone did that.
I remember like, being at your house and being like, Sharon, he's lying, right? Like I thought you just like didn't know what was going on.
I remember someone told me their middle name and somehow I like assumed that was their mom's middle name too, and they're like, no. We each have our own middle name.
Like, our whole family doesn't share the same middle name.
And I remember them saying, like, so you just, like, come up with a middle name? And I was like, that's wild. Like, you just have your middle name. Like, it's given to you because it's whatever your mom's...
Morbidly obese Isaac's like, wait a minute.
He's like, what's going on?
Okay, but I have a question. What is something that a lot of people like that you don't? Confess your unpopular opinion.
All right, you guys ready for this?
Hit me.
Cheese.
We all saw that coming.
We saw that coming
Maybe
from
Maybe we've been new.
Guys, just
Me
so you
the
know,
lunch
I don't
line
like
telling
cheese.
The lunch ladies that Laura was lactose intolerant, so they wouldn't give her cheese.
No, that's a true friend right there.
Friends is not funny. Laura's is cheese. Mine is the show Friends.
You don't like Friends?
No, not funny. You can play 100 episodes
The
of
Office.
And I will not watch.
Hey.
Sorry, someone had to say it.
Oh, I like The Office.
Damn, that's tough. Friends is so good for background.
Yeah, it's just not like deep.
I'm not ever gonna watch it and like laugh out loud though.
I will never laugh out loud to that show.
Yeah,
I guess The Office I have laughed out loud, but like I can't get
into
it. The
only shows that genuinely make me laugh are Seinfeld and New Girl.
New Girl is like written to make you laugh out loud. Situational humor.
I don't know what
humor.
That says about my humor, but...
It's situational.
I haven't got into New Girl. Maybe I should give it a chance.
You haven't ever watched it?
You will love Nick.
You're literally like their
Who's
prime candidate.
Who's your favorite character?
Nick.
Nick, same.
Okay, and their prime candidate?
I've told him this a billion times, but Nick reminds me of Gus. 100%. Yeah.
He's just like a rugged, like, doesn't really give a shit about, like, social norms kind of guy.
But okay. Is, like, very caring and sweet and funny.
Oh. Okay. Sorry. Okay.
Doesn't have a checkbook.
I will give New Girl a chance.
Doesn't have a bank account.
Doesn't have a bank account. Has all his bills. So Gus. All his bills in a shoebox. Something with an unpopular opinion. Country music? That's a dumb answer.
Ooh, same.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll listen to like some in the summer, but not a big fan.
It's just because
if you had a gun to my head and was like, name five country artists, I'm 100%
wait,
dead.
All right, gun to your head right now, go. Let's go.
Taylor Swift.
Okay, one.
Is she?
Blake Shelton.
Two.
Okay, we'll give you that.
Morgan Wallen.
Three.
Don't know who that is.
What? You guys.
Is that a man or a woman, Morgan?
I really don't know.
Come on.
I'm dead.
Oh my gosh.
Kenny
Chesney.
Wait,
Kenny Chesney. Keith Urban.
There you go.
Is
five.
Keith Urban country?
Is that five?
Keith Urban's like
my heart's racing.
Luke He's Bryan.
Like Australian. Yeah, I honestly don't know much more than that, though.
Yeah, that was about my limit, too.
The Alan Jackson? That's an actor.
No.
Isn't Alan Jackson who plays Snape in Harry Potter? Alan Rickman.
Alan Jackson's a country singer.
Who is the Zac Brown?
Zac Brown Band.
And his band.
Yeah, you're right.
Alan Jackson?
Uh-huh.
He's like an older guy, right?
Yeah. He looks like a yeehaw man for sure.
Yeah,
traditional honky-tonky.
Oh my gosh.
Google's telling me.
Ew.
I don't.
That's my worst nightmare.
Is what?
Going to like Club Rodeo or
Have you
this
ever
place
been?
Called Cowboys in OKC.
Have you been
oh,
to Club
yeah,
Rodeo?
Absolute nightmare.
At Club Rodeo?
Both of those places.
Yeah, I have been twice.
Was taken there not by
my own choice.
My free will.
Yeah.
At one place I was wearing boots and that was a lot for me to handle in itself. Let's just picture me in cowboy boots.
Yeah,
basketball.
I can't even.
Trying not to.
Absolutely.
I can't picture that.
People,
and then like the men that come up to you and like are like, let's go dance. And I look them in their soul and I say, I don't know how to dance. And they're like, oh, I can teach
they
you.
Love
it's
that. Ew. You can't say that. Yeah.
And then I go out there and they're like, oh, wow, she really does it. And I'm like, take me back to my seat,
she
please.
Wasn't trying to be cute. Like, she
has
really
no idea. I really don't know what I'm doing.
What to do.
And then they're like, oh, like, let's go ride the bull. And I'm like, nope.
Fuck.
Ew,
no.
Rodeo.
The thing about Club Rodeo is that people like will literally look you in the eye and hype it up, be like, oh, it's the best
also,
night you're ever going to have.
They'll play like Booty Work by T-Pain and people are out there two-stepping. And I'm like, this is a dream. Like, this is not real.
The only reason that it's popular is because it's an 18 and up bar.
Yeah, because all the college kids can go.
And like all of your, like, you can take like your high school friends that you really want to go out with. It's going to be a no for me.
You're not like a club person, though. You're more of a bar kind of person.
I'm more of like a lively bar kind of guy.
What's a lively bar?
Like a
live
bar,
music?
Like a bar that you can get up and like dance and it's not like super weird.
Like what? Give me an example.
I mean like Pump House. This is a bad example because I don't love Pump House, but like Pump House is like a bar, but there's like a dance floor.
Shout out.
I've had some good nights at Pump House.
Subtle ad placement.
I don't know. My this podcast was brought to you by Pump House. Get your pump, get your house.
Get your pump house.
Pump House.
Shout out to our sponsor today. Pump House.
My favorite bar is actually Brickyard.
Mm. Oh, same.
But mostly just because it's live music. Like, that's not a bar at all. It's definitely like, I don't. Would you call it a club?
My scene is just not live music.
Disagree.
Sorry.
Would you call Brick House
an unpopular opinion?
Sydney, that is, yeah, very unpopular.
A hot take from
because
Sydney. Would you rather
live music is really a vibe.
Also, there's no, like, here's the thing for me is, like, I'm
it
not,
has to be good for me to really, like, when we were out the other night, I was, that was
vibing.
Happening for me.
Yeah.
That was good. But if it's just, like, I'm like, I would rather be somewhere else than
here's,
here.
Here's my take, Sid, and see if you can follow me here. I love to dance. Like, I love going to clubs and dancing. But that sounded cool.
Thank you.
But When we're in a club, sometimes you run out of things to do. Like, you don't know what to do anymore. Like, you've done all your dance moves.
No.
And you're just standing there. You're
I
like,
beg to differ.
Okay, don't know what to do now. But if there's live music and you're at Brickyard vibing to a live band, you can always just like headbang or like just look at the band and like
headbang
groove with it. Like, there's always
also
something to do.
Might I add, because this has happened to me multiple times, if you are on a date at a place like Brickyard with live music, you can kind of just vibe with the band and like ignore them and also pretend that you can't hear them.
Laura's locked in on the band
because it's like so loud that you're just like, what? Yeah,
oh
this
my
is
God.
So fun.
Like, you
I'm
work
so
in finance?
Drunk. I can hear you.
You're, you're a stockbroker? That's crazy. Oh my God.
But you guys, to kind of lead into this, I would like to know, what is your worst first date experience?
Ooh. What a saucy subject to discuss.
Spicy.
Would you like to go first, Laura?
I would love to, actually.
So glad you asked.
So, everyone who listens to this podcast, millions and millions of people, of course, know that I'm a big dating app gal. Yeah. That's me. So,
I feel like we're at some sort of pyramid scheme like convention. How the Tupperware girls? Let's get rocking. Sorry, go ahead.
So, I was probably like a freshman in college, and I, of course, had my Tinder popping as always. And I met this guy on Tinder, and he was like really cute, like in the face. Like, not to sound mean, but just like, I couldn't really see much of him. But like, he was cute. And I started messaging him, and like, we were hitting it off. Like, we had good conversation. But were you guys ever in that phase of life where like you didn't want to go on dates? Like, it was just more comfortable for you to like have someone over to your house, like a hostage, like just to watch a movie, quote unquote, like a Netflix and chill kind of thing. And it's more like, I was probably like 19.
Uh huh. You were
I
in
had
college,
to.
Or that was your gap year or whatever?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I don't know. It's just like, it seemed more comfortable. Like, at the time, dates felt like awkward to me.
And just like a lot of work too, maybe.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And a lot of work.
Too much pressure.
Too much pressure. And so like, it felt more comfortable to me to have someone over to my house. And I lived in an apartment with my friend. And so I was like, you can come over. And he came over, and I shit you not, guys, I opened the door. This man is 5'4".
Oh my God.
Like,
how tall are you?
And I'm being generous. I am 5'2". And
and not, yeah.
I look at this man, and I'm just like, oh, shit. Like,
didn't even have to look up. You looked directly.
Directly eye contact, right in the eye. And eyes. And I was just like, no, what did I get myself into?
Oh no.
And
you're like, we gotta go lie down somewhere immediately so we can't tell this.
Literally though, like literally.
Let's go find a couch. Holy shit.
We like went and like we went in my room, and I had a roommate, but I like kept the door open. Like, we were just like chilling on my bed. Mm-hmm. Like both on our phones. And yeah,
going well,
I know
far.
This sounds bad. I know this sounds really bad.
Just
but
vibing.
I was like immediately turned off. Yeah. Like, I could not see myself with this guy anymore. Like, tough. I was just over it. Sorry, guys. I thought I had a false alarm. Thought I had to text back, but I didn't. And we laid on my bed, and I was being such a bitch. Like, I just stayed on my phone the whole time and like had my back to him because I just wanted him to leave. But like,
why did you take him to your
did
bed?
You like talk
because there was nowhere else to go. It was just like an apartment. Like, I didn't know like where else to go.
Did you have a TV in your room?
No, not really.
Not really.
No, I mean, like, we could have
like kind of
really.
A
TV.
I feel like we could have like watched a movie on my laptop or whatever, but I was like, I don't want to start a movie with this guy because then that's another hour and a half that he has to stay here. So I was like, maybe if I just chat with him for a little bit. And so I was like laying on my bed, and my friend, I don't know if I should say people's names on here.
Just make up new
make
names.
Make up a name.
So my friend Carrie. My friend Callie walked in, and she was like, oh no, like now she'll be like, I knew I had to save you. Like she saw me just like being so rude to him, just like my back turned to him, like completely ignoring him on my phone. And he had been there for probably like 45 minutes at this point.
What is
she walked in and she's like, hey guys. And she literally got on the bed with us.
Oh.
Like in between us and was just like, what are you guys doing? Like trying to like break the ice. And I was just like, nothing. And I like had texted her and been like, you need to get me out of this. Like,
Laura, your mom is dying.
No, but she was like, you know, Laura, we have that thing in the morning. Like we have to go to, I can't remember now what she said, but like at 6 a.m. we got to get up, so we really should go to bed soon.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I'll stay the night.
Oh my gosh, no, but you could, like, I knew that he knew I was trying to get him out, and so that made me feel bad, but at the same time, it was like, honey,
he catfished you.
You catfished me. Like, you can't get on a dating app and did he hide your
lie
height?
About his
does
height?
Tinder not ask for your height? That's just a Hinge thing.
I don't think
they do, but at the same time, like, you know, he intentionally hid that. Like, he didn't post any pictures with like a taller guy or anything like that. So
what is your height that is a no, and then the height that is a yes, as far as like
where's my cutoff?
Yeah, that was a much easier way to pose that question.
Well, since I'm 5'2", like I feel like I can have a shorter cutoff. But
I prefer 6 foot.
I prefer 5'10". Like 5'10". I will cut off at 5'10". But
nine,
I also
five
feel like
a no.
But I how tall are you?
6'7".
Oh my gosh. I feel like taller than like 6'2" is a little too tall for me. So like noted. Anywhere from like 5'10" to 6'2". Yeah. Like when you get taller than that, I feel like it starts to
awkward.
Get like kind of awkward.
Yeah.
Because that's a whole.
Is that your daughter? You're starting to hurt your neck. Because I've been with a few 6'3ers and it just.
You have the same cutoff?
She's taller.
Sydney's like what, 4 inches taller than Laura?
I'm 5'5", 5'6". So if you're 5'10" or up, you're probably
taller.
Fine for me. Mm-hmm. But I feel like 6 foot is my typical height, but
when guys are 5'10", it just seems like a good height ratio. Like 5'10"? It doesn't.
5'10"? That's pretty. Oh, for you.
I can't picture someone 5'9". Do we know anyone? How tall is Colin?
Colin, we're all thinking of Colin.
How tall is Colin? Does anyone
Colin,
know?
If you're listening,
let's text him.
This is gonna be really weird, but I think my dad's 5'9".
Can you picture yourself with Rob Reeves?
Is he 5'9"?
Okay. Her dad would be too short for me.
Perfect. Oh, okay.
I don't, Rob, but if you're it's technically not too short for me because I'm 5'2", but I don't know. It just feels weird when they're.
Yeah.
When they're too tall, you know, Gabby's a perfect height for you.
Absolutely.
Because
perfect.
When they're shorter, you're hurting your neck.
Yeah.
Kiss, like looking down to kiss them. Yeah. Right. So same for us.
Wouldn't that hurt like your neck if you have you ever been with like someone 5'2"?
Yeah. What's your cutoff for shortness?
Have you ever thought about that?
For shortness?
Like Laura's 5'2". Too
do
short?
I feel
oh,
too...
Oh my gosh, yeah. Way too short.
Sorry.
Sorry to do all this right, publicly.
Well, I just got right. publicly dumped.
Probably like 5'6".
No, but I completely agree. Yeah. I am way too short for you.
My height cut off for tallness.
Is Gabby 5'?
Gabby's... I think she's about 6 foot. 5'11", probably.
She's 5'11". I think you told me that.
That's such a good height, though. Like, if she was any tall, if she
it
was
is.
Like...
You guys for you, great for you that's perfect. A great height because you're 6'7". Like, she needs someone that tall.
Yeah. I love that for her because she's so probably thrilled. Struggled with, like, finding, like, guys that she can, like, wear heels around and, like,
that was what she said. Is she was, like, the first, aww. Like, the first date that we went to, like, a really nice place, she was, like, go
I
for
can't
it
imagine, like, can you imagine her going on a date with people? Like, that's how I felt.
Like a
like,
normal-sized guy.
Yeah, and but then she's always just probably, like, oh, this is gross. Like,
did you have your height on Hinge?
Yeah.
Do you remember when I made you measure yourself? On with, FaceTime because I didn't believe you
and I didn't have a ruler so I like
so you used
stacked a bunch of books
papers
or, yeah,
no, you taped papers
of,
on the
yeah,
wall
because papers are 8.5 by 11 so
we
I just
got
like,
a huge argument because I was like you're not 6'7"
and I
and
proved to you that I was
you told me in inches and then I calculated it and I was like well
if Gabby was like above 6 like if she was like 6'1" I feel like that would be like
Too much for
you? It'd be like, oh, you're tall, like thing. But I don't think she's...
She doesn't look like awkwardly tall to me. Right. She just looks like...
Very proportionate.
Like, yes, very proportionate. And just looks like, you know, that supermodel kind of tall.
Yeah.
Hannah is kind of tall too.
Her friend?
How tall is she?
Her roommate?
Because I felt kind of short when I was with you guys the other night.
Is she taller than you?
Mm-hmm. She was wearing, like, boots, though.
Yeah.
When we stood up, I was like, oh, I'm kind of short tonight.
I'm with a tall crowd.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't actually think of her as tall just because...
Well, I feel very short every time.
Also, it blows my mind
that
you see, like, the tops of, like, fridges.
Yeah. And heads.
Yeah, Laura. Like, your view of us is just the top of my head.
Laura, have you ever hit yourself with TikTok one of these?
Yes, we did this. It's disgusting.
It's a no for me.
It's just how
thinking
I see
about
you.
A man
and I
seeing
see you
from
the bottom of your chin.
Makes me want to vomit. It's too much.
Yeah, thinking of girls, or think of like...
I'll send myself into a panic attack thinking about that too much.
Think of short people like seeing you from here, like up under your
that
neck.
That is tough for us.
Is worse, I think.
But we're not looking at your double chin.
I don't think I
you
have
you don't
a
have
chin.
A double chin.
You don't.
I can if the price is right.
Okay, so hit us with your worst date.
Great question. So,
set the scene.
I just blocked this person on Instagram so I could tell the story.
We had to hit her with the block real quick.
I just realized that she was still following me and I was like, I don't care about this person like at all. I don't know why they're following me.
Why
so
just unfollow her?
Because they can still see me.
Anyway,
I have
your worst first date
story. I have
story.
A life partner. Okay, so...
All right, we get it. We're single. I'm in love with Gabby, too,
hey,
okay?
We're all in a little bit of love with Gabby.
We're all big simps for Gabby.
We're simping for
I'm simping hard
simping
for Gabrielle Fangman.
Wait, say that again so I can have that sound bit.
I'm simping hard for Gabrielle Fangman.
What's her middle name?
Danae.
Oh, what a cutie.
So, I was a junior at Friends U, living in the dorms, you know?
Wait, I don't know this story.
I think you will once I say it.
I'm intrigued.
I'm sure it was a dating app girl. Or no, it was a girl that followed me on Instagram, and she asked me to go. She was like, "Let's hang out sometime." And so I was like, "Okay, yeah, cool." And she's like, "Do you know any like places we could go? Like cool places that are like fun in the area?"
Okay,
maybe. Know.
You know any fun places around here?
What do you do for fun? Yeah. So I decided we should go to Public. Have you been there?
Solid choice.
Yes, I've been there.
Like the restaurant part of Brickyard, which is cool. Like it's just like a kind of burger. Like
pretty chill.
Yeah, pretty chill vibes. Because it's like attached to a club, so it's like bar food, but it's like kind of nicer bar
food. Good food.
Yeah, it's pretty low key though.
They bring your check out in a book. We ate there one time.
The two of us did?
The two of us.
It was before a show, I feel like, right?
Maybe. Anyway.
Anyways, I digress.
Plot twist, the date was Sydney.
Sorry.
Wait a second. This is sounding a lot like our date.
We got a picture and she gave you the check. She thought we were on a date.
So anyways, she says, so I don't remember how this happened, but the plan was that she was going to drive to Friends, to the dorm, and then I would drive, like she would meet me at Friends, and then I would drive us to Public.
What's the point of that?
I don't really know, but that's how it happened.
She's so, like, I'm getting drunk.
I guess.
So you're driving.
So she rolls up to Friends, and she texts me, she messaged me, and she's like, hey, I'm here. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to come on down. You remember it now?
Oh, no.
I don't remember this.
I'm Laura, you're going to die.
So I walk down. Can you picture my dorm at Friends on the third floor of like my last
dorm? Are we talking about dorm or apartment at Friends?
Apartment.
Okay, yes, I know your apartment.
Sit it on
Where it's the third floor. You walk down, I go through that down, little courtyard, and you go out to the street.
And she's parked out on the street in her car. So I'm wearing like ripped jeans and just like a t-shirt and my blue Vans. An appropriate outfit to go
a
brewery, right?
Right.
In what, 2016?
Yeah, 2017, 18. And she gets out of a car and is in a ball gown. A prom dress.
Oh my God.
With like 4 to 5 inch like stilettos.
Shit. A literal ball gown.
Full face of
stiletto?
Makeup.
Stiletto?
Yeah, like heels.
Stop!
Like bright red lipstick. Like
bright red lipstick?
Bright red lipstick.
Full face.
Like
caked.
Full face.
Hold on.
Wearing like stilettos. A pearl necklace. Like with like
is this
a,
the girl you had to block?
Yeah, I just blocked her.
What? What color is the dress?
It was... It was like light blue.
A ball gown.
Like a ball gown.
Like it's to the floor. Like this yeah. is her senior prom dress.
Like dead ass? Probably was. I also later found out that she
what was...
What
was your immediate thought in your head when you saw her?
You were like, fuck.
I just
was like,
we've got... She's the wrong girl.
This
like,
is not...
It can't be...
You're like, this is a high schooler's prom.
Did you think it was punked?
There's like a semi-formal going on. Yeah, I was
Ashton
like,
Kutcher walks out and
where
he's
are
like,
the cameras? Oh. Yeah. But I was like, I literally just didn't know what to do. I almost laughed and it was like, I thought it was like a bit or something.
Your like friends a, are like setting you up.
Yeah. Or that she was just like trying to be funny and then she had like a change of clothes in the car or something.
That's not even funny.
I know. It'd be for a first date. That'd be funny if you were like dating. But,
okay. So did you say, wow, you look so nice.
I definitely faked it. I just have like a weird,
I would
like,
pay money to see that.
Literally just
footage.
To see your...
No,
raw
I was like
reaction.
Sitting there in Vans yeah. in this ball gown, just walking towards him.
And a t-shirt,
in
like
public.
A blank t-shirt.
At public.
Yeah, let me get there. It's
literally, how is she not embarrassed?
She came from something, right?
No. So I later found out that she was like a hardcore pageant girl. So.
No comment.
That doesn't give you an excuse to show up to a first date like that.
I'm guessing she just had a bunch
of
dresses.
Like, I'm sorry, you have time to... Just put a change of jeans in your car.
No, it was definitely like, this is what she prepared for the day.
That's what she prepared? She didn't come from something?
No. Nope. What the fuck was she coming from?
Oh, I thought you meant she came from like a pageant.
No, no. Sorry, separate thought. Like, she is a pageant
girl. She is a pageant girl.
So she has these dresses.
So she has the dresses, but she definitely purposefully wore this to the day.
Truly in a ball gown, Isaac?
Like, there was like shoulder ruffles. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. Yes.
And like a plunging like
neckline. And it was to the floor.
Yes. To her ankles. Yep. Like Cinderella. Picture that. What Cinderella wears.
My mouth is wide open.
I just wish I could have seen this.
So anyways.
Like, so how did
you're
the
like,
date
wow,
go?
You look so nice.
So yeah.
Did you say anything about her outfit?
I was like, oh my, you look great. I just have this like weird complex where I have to have dates go well.
Yeah,
shitty.
I have that too.
Afterwards, I'll so quickly ghost you.
Oh yeah,
you,
we've talked about this. Like, no matter what, you will make sure that date goes well.
And I'm like pretty good at that. Like,
even though you absolutely like are not into it at all,
you can fake it.
You make sure it's not awkward.
I can fake it so well.
We're cheerleaders. We can
like,
fake it.
On that date, we talked about pageants, and I was like, yeah, it's
like I'm so into
cool industry. I love what they're doing, and I was like, I don't believe any of that. I hate pageants. I think they're stupid. Just to put that on the record. But so she gets in my car, and we're going to public, and I was so nervous because a lot of the friends, football players. Are like the bouncers at Public and it was late on a Saturday night, so I was like, I'm gonna see someone I know. Like,
side note, is this dress long or short?
It's to her
to
ankles.
To the floor.
No!
With stilettos.
No!
And ruffled shoulders and a full face of makeup with red lipstick
and
at
pearl,
Public.
And a pearl necklace.
What, like a Friday night?
On a Saturday, yeah.
Gosh.
And she's from Wichita. She
and
knows
a pearl
what Public.
Necklace.
She knows what Public. It's not
wait
like she
second.
Thought we were
wait
going.
Wait a second. Where did you meet this girl?
I think we just follow each other on Instagram. I honestly don't know.
She slid in the DMs.
No.
Penner.
I can say that now because...
You were just giving her a chance.
I think we were just bored. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean...
You learned your lesson.
Yeah. But
so...
We walk into the bar and I see like the linebacker from Friends that I like really like, who's like a cool guy. He's a bouncer. So I walk in and he sees me and he like nods. He's like, Isaac, what's up? And I go like hug him or whatever. And then my date like... is behind me, I guess, and walks in. Or I let my date go first, like in the door, and the date walks in, and he was like,
he does like a double take,
triple take. He's like, he didn't say anything, but his face was like, yo, what the fuck are you
like,
doing?
What
is going on? What are you doing? Like, where are
I'm
you?
I'm very
going?
Lost.
Yeah, because he works there. He knows that like what type of people walk in. The whole thing just went like we talked about pageants. I think. Oh, I tried to wrap it up so quick. And I took her home and she was like, she thought the date went amazing, which I guess I played into it. So that's why she thought
so. Did you guys have dinner or did you just like go to break
theme
to drink?
For you?
We had dinner. We had like burgers or something. What's the theme? Is that people think the dates go well.
I feel like you're a heartbreaker.
People think the date goes
really
well.
Or you were a heartbreaker. I won't say you are now. Like, now that you're in a long-term relationship.
Little do they know that you were completely uninterested.
Is that kind of fucked up, do you think?
No, I think that means that you can talk to anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, you don't want it to be awkward like me.
You could be charming when you need to.
Yeah.
And
I can use that in business.
Pretend to be interested in people's conversation or their interests.
Yeah, I agree. But to some level, I feel like
those
girls are going to go home and they're going to be like, what did I do wrong? I thought it went so well. And their like perception of like a good date might be kind of fucked. I don't know.
I'm sure they're fine.
Yep.
I mean, I've had dates where the guy, well, I think I've had that happen before, where like the guy doesn't talk to me afterwards and you just like get over it. You usually don't feel the mutual like chemistry when they don't talk to you. Love you, Gabby.
The love of my life.
Life partner.
My life partner, Gabrielle Fangman.
Gabrielle Danae Fangman.
I know she's going to listen to this too, so we got to hype her girl up.
Oh, I would hype her up all day if I could, you know.
You can know me. You can do that, Laura. Give it to her.
Gabby, I tell my whole friend group how much I love you.
She has.
I really do love you.
It's in the group chat. Mm-hmm. Here at Pinner Productions, we all
and
love
if
you.
I were not straight, I would have a crush on you.
Oh,
I
God.
Am straight, but if I was not, you'd be the girl for me.
Oh my gosh, okay.
Although I think I'm too short for her.
She's 5'11", you're 5'2".
I don't think I meet the height requirements.
You know what would slap right now? Cheese fries.
Stop.
From Newell's.
Oh my God.
Which is actually the sponsor of this video today.
Newell's Truck Stop. Come here when you're hungry, leave here when you're full.
Newell's Truck Stop. Stop on by.
Leave here with the shits.
Cheese fries. Get a milkshake. And also get sexually assaulted while you're there. Thanks for coming to our podcast, Newell's. You are fire.
Newell's Truck Stop. Come for the cheese fries. Stay because you got shot.
Do you remember who tweeted at me? Newell's tweeted at me.
They have a Twitter.
Wow, you're famous.
Yeah, pull it up.
I tweeted, may or may not have used a makeup brush to stir my coffee this morning. Facts.
Oh, I thought you were, like, tagged them or something and they replied.
Then they replied to my tweet. They don't follow me. Have never heard of them.
Oh my God.
They replied to me and said, oh no, which end of your makeup brush took a dip?
What? The like official Newell's Truck Stop Twitter
Charlie's
account?
Restaurant, because we know that's the real name.
Oh yeah, it's actually called Charlie's, but we all just call it Newell's.
Oh no. Which end of your makeup brush took a dip?
I feel like someone who works there knew who you were that ran the social media account.
And was
like,
creeping on me.
Yeah. Or they thought they were using their actual account and they're on
the truck stop. But it's kind of on brand for them to be like, oh no.
Yeah.
Like, that's a very, corporate. Yeah. Like a Wendy's kind of.
But, like, that would make sense if there was, like, a makeup company tweeting back at you.
Right.
This is a truck stop.
They didn't even follow me. How did they?
They don't follow you? It had to be someone that you knew.
I guess.
Who runs the Newell's Truck Stop Twitter account?
And they had two accounts and, like, I'll reply.
If
on
you
this
run
account,
the Newell's Truck Stop Twitter
come
account,
forward.
Leave us
come
a 5-star
forward.
Review and tell us who you are.
All right, I am just dying to know this 4-H girl date story. So, Isaac, if you will take it.
It's not even like an intense story. It's just like someone you don't see Isaac with.
Yeah. Really, you know the whole story.
But first, let's all take a big drink.
Here, here.
We're going to clink, clink.
Clink on Sid's mic.
I can't reach.
We'll just.
All right, I'll clink myself. Cheers.
Nice.
Here, here.
Big drink.
Fun fact, the first thing I've ever shotgunned was a White Claw. Big mistake.
Big burp.
Big mistake.
That was Laura.
No, it wasn't.
That's the beauty of a podcast.
Have you guys
baby.
Seen that guy on TikTok that like chugs the beers and then burps?
He reminds me
of Zach Potts.
Is his name Harry?
Yes, he reminds me of Zach Potts.
Yes, he's so hot.
Remember?
Unfortunately, he's probably like 5'2".
So you could have him over to your dorm and just lay on your phones forever if you wanted to.
Oh my gosh.
Isaac with the clap back.
Thank you, thank you. All right, 4-H.
All right, let's hear it for the 4-H girl. Shout out to all my 4-H people out there. We really appreciate your contribution to Kansas agriculture.
Thank you to Britton Rucker for I'll cut that.
It's a lot of work.
Stop.
But
honestly, what? Though, 4-H people work harder than anyone not in the state.
Genuinely
of Kansas.
Defending 4-H workers.
Hey, I had a client. That's too much. Cut that out. Never mind. They work hard.
That's all I have to say.
They have hard lives.
Are you farting, Terry?
Tara Bear.
Terabithia.
Aww.
Guys, that movie broke me. Yeah. So let's not go there.
I also cried.
Didn't we watch that in Mrs. Nielsen's class? Yes. Remember Island of the Blue Dolphins?
Sure.
Sorry,
do.
I'm done. Yeah. Go ahead.
All right. I do remember that.
Take Flat it away. Back.
Take it away, Terry. So this was definitely this is a 4-H girl. We know that. It was a Hinge date. This is the last Hinge date before I met my life partner.
Stop. I'm a life partner.
It's just so fun to say, you know? I just recently got to say
that.
It
sounds like you're lesbians, though.
We're okay with that.
My partner.
Look at Terry.
Oh my gosh, shoot. That means she's really relaxed.
She's chilling. That's what
Laura, I'm not kidding. I almost called you when dead. She did that because I thought she had died. It really scared me.
All right, we've got to take a picture.
We're never going to hear this story.
Literally, the audience is just like,
oh my God.
When are you going to tell the story?
She sounds like an alligator when she does that.
What the fuck do alligators sound like?
My biggest fear.
Hearing an alligator. 4-H girl. No stopping. Crocodiles. No stopping.
Good. When you guys both send the same snap to our group text, it's fun.
Laura, I need you to hang up and hang out.
Okay.
I'm also on my phone right now, but... You ready?
I'm the only one that's currently present and has been for the past hour.
I am mentally present and physically
Phone's
present.
Phone's down. Are we ready?
Okay, give me a 5-second notice here.
Five.
We're all putting our phones on this table face
three,
down.
Three, two, one.
Whoever picks up their phone has to pay for dinner.
What dinner?
What?
Exactly.
All right, let's hear about the 4-H girl. Let's hear it.
So, Hinge date, we meet at Norton's. Again, this is me deciding to meet at Norton's because I'm just such a fucking great connoisseur of the city of Wichita. I know all the spots, you know. So,
this was in the summer, right?
This was...
August-ish? No, September, October. You guys started dating October 1st.
That's cute shit. But we met in August, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, probably early August.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know much about her. We just kind of talked on Instagram, and she seemed like just a regular person. So I was like, you know, isn't it funny how on dating apps, if you're like actually trying to date someone, like if you're looking for like a relationship, them being like a normal person is like, oh my gosh,
it's
amazing.
Like, oh, I think I could date this person. Yeah, just for them being the bare minimum.
The bar is on
minimum
the floor.
Normal
like,
person
can hold a conversation and like is polite. Like.
Yep.
That's what I need. I was like, what? No. We can do better, ladies.
We can do better.
So I show up, and right off the bat, it's kind of like, you know how, in my opinion, the worst first date is like, besides showing up in a ball gown, is, is
or
like,
showing up and being 5'4".
Is like,
sorry for
we're,
everyone.
We're not going to finish it.
I'm sorry for everyone I offended that's 5'4". I'm sorry. All right, go ahead.
They're a valuable person. They just don't date Laura.
Yes. Just don't even look at her.
Don't even like talking to her. Yeah. Anyways, it just kind of turned into like a ping pong conversation where it's like, oh, I...
Show pigs.
That was the whole punchline. This is
all right. Sorry. All right, cut take that out.
We'll cut it out.
God damn it!
The whole ping pong conversation.
I don't know. So we both showed up and we were just like, "Hey, what do you do? This is what I do." Just like boring first date stuff, you know, like
the basics.
Give me your run.
We're not really having much chemistry here.
Right.
Grew up here, went to school here, do this for a job.
Right. And I was doing my thing where I like. I don't know. I'm a pretty dynamic person. Like, I can, like, I feel like I can make you laugh or, like, get you to, like, talk about some, like, funny stuff on a first date or, like, just kind of, like, I don't know.
For sure.
I was, like, giving her prompts of stuff.
You're a charismatic person.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Sure. I was giving her prompts of stuff that could be, like, fun stories to tell. Like, I was setting her up to, like, say. And she was just giving me, like, two-word responses.
And I was she like, was boring.
Yeah. I was like, okay. So I was like, okay. So like, what do you do for fun? Like, if you have nothing to do.
Not the hobbies question.
If it's like a Saturday.
No.
Saturday afternoon. Like, what are you doing if you have free time? And she looked me in the eye. She's like, well, I mean, it's kind of embarrassing, but I'm like really passionate about like showing pigs.
What?
I was like, well, what's up? What's going on? She was like, yeah, no, I've been in 4-H my whole life. I just like, I love showing a good pig. And she like,
a good pig.
She was like, I'm really passionate about just like growing agriculture and just like kind of livestock and how they,
Dairy.
Oh my gosh. Did that was a fart?
No, that was a moan.
Oh, sorry. Oh. Laura's dog needs attention.
Somebody pet her.
We hear it loud and clear. Oh.
All right.
That's a good shake. Anyways, she just like goes on for about 20 minutes about how this is her passion. And honestly, if you are a farmer, sick. Good for you. It's just like, if you know anything about me, like that's...
That's not you.
That's the opposite of what I would be attracted to. Like,
yeah.
As I said earlier.
That's why she probably said that she was embarrassed to tell you.
Do you think she knew that?
That's, probably by your... Hinge profile, she was probably like, oh, do I tell him if I show pigs? You know, I probably already gonna know his and answer. Then
I asked that question. It was like, what do you do for fun?
Then she's it
like,
probably fuck. Threw her off that you were like, oh, that's so awesome. That's
literally exactly what
oh,
I did.
She's like, you hyped her
oh
up.
Oh my gosh. Like, I didn't hype her up. Interested.
But I was like, that's so cool. Like, tell me more about it. And I was like, in my head, as I said that,
she's
I was
like, usually, you know, like, guys like hate that about me.
Oh,
but like,
shit.
You were so excited.
You were just like super into it.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Not Isaac being nice. Nice and it getting
him in
a tale as old as time for me.
Tale.
I just like what's like an appropriate and a polite response to that.
I mean, I guess damn, I probably would have done the same thing. Like, you can't just sit there and be like,
"That's dumb."
Yikes!
Big yikes!
That's cool. That's sick.
Sick.
But did you ever talk to this girl again?
No.
Short answer, no.
Short answer and also long answer is no.
You called me immediately after and I was like, how was your date? Yeah. You don't remember that?
No.
And you were like,
I'm going to need to take Terry to the bathroom.
Okay.
You were like, honestly, Sid, it was pretty good, but like, she's just really into 4-H and I just don't see this going anywhere.
She's like, what are we going to do for
you
fun?
You were just like turned off that like, well, you didn't have anything in common.
Yeah.
And, she like, was, that sounds stupid, but, like, what is Terry going to do? Pee on the
I
cement?
I guess, because there's no grass.
Can you take her to the outside, though?
I don't know where... You don't have any grass.
Yeah, we
you
do.
You live in a parking garage.
No, it's just right outside the thing. You want to come with you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I probably should.
Where is it?
Hold on.
We have to go downstairs?
Let's wrap it up. Long story short...
We're wrapping up your story?
Yeah.
Okay.
Long story short... I never talked to her again, and I feel bad.
Did you ghost her?
Yeah.
What's your ick?
I'm going to start us off. Okay. Icks. I got a couple. Just
you got a
let
couple
me say
icks.
It really fast. Most recent ick from a guy was him sending too many weird emojis. Specifically, the tongue out
the
emoji.
Tongue wink.
The tongue wink emoji. It was very out of context when he used it.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. I understand using... I use that emoji sometimes, but I don't use it every text.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Every
like, that's
text.
Just... Ick.
It's trying too hard.
It's trying really hard, and you just look like really...
You look stupid.
You look dumb.
Sid, what's your ick?
Flip-flops.
Just anytime?
Just flip-flops.
Worse if it's with jeans, but if you're also wearing...
I went on a date with a doctor who wore jeans and flip-flops, fun fact.
I honestly kind of think that's like a rich bitch thing to do.
It's kind of a vibe.
It's absolutely not a vibe.
I think it's like I'm so rich I don't care what I look like kind of thing.
If I can see her toes, it's a no for me immediately.
You don't like anything
especially
toeless?
If you don't take care of them.
Ew.
What about Birks though?
No.
Just with any outfit? Damn. What about like Tevas?
I should stop talking.
Tevas?
It's like there's... Chacos. Okay, I get it.
Chacos with
that's
jeans is totally what my stepdad wears.
I don't think you should wear them with jeans, but like...
He bends over and I see his butt crack. too much for me.
Like, when has this happened to
it
you?
It hasn't. I'm just imagining it happening.
So it's never happened.
I think that's okay, a pretty universal, here, like, that's not a good
here's
thing.
Here's one that I thought about recently. Oh, God. I don't know why. Laura, maybe you can attest to this, but it just, like, it's not their fault at all. Like, it just happens, but, like, it's happened to me in the past. If
just say it.
It's get not out. Even that bad. I just hate thinking about it. It gives me the ick. Oh, God. When you, like, if you're, like, making out with them for a while, and, like, if you're, like, fully caked that day, not on your ass.
Oh, when you see your makeup on them?
And they, like, yeah, like, pull back and, like, are just, like, really happy, and they have, like, makeup on their lips. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh my gosh, I've never, like, we probably never know.
I know. And it's like
they don't know.
They have, like, a little bit of just, like, foundation on their lips, and it actually makes me want to vomit.
Ew.
It's happened to me, like, maybe twice.
That's tough.
And I don't know if that's my fault or theirs. My fault for wearing too much makeup, or
their fault for being,
like,
too sloppy.
Kissing
being
outside
too
the
sloppy.
Lines.
Thank you. Yeah. Kissing outside the lens. It's happened to me, and, like, they've, like, pulled back and been, like, trying to be, like, sweet, and are just, like, so
they're
enamored,
like,
with me.
And they just have foundation.
And
on
they
face.
Literally look like they have cocaine on their lips, and I'm like,
ew.
I need to leave. Or
it's
you,
a no for me.
I don't know. It just, because they don't know it's there, yeah. But I know it's there, and it gives me the ick.
Isaac, let us know your ick for the girls.
For the girls,
I have one ick that I can think of, and it's like a.
I'm scared.
I actually am really curious to know what guys' icks are.
I need to think of one that's not physical. This one's like a thing that you do, or that, like, that you wear.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
My biggest ick is 3/4 length.
You hate capri leggings.
Oh, my God.
We've known you hate capri leggings.
I don't get it. I just make it, just wear the whole thing.
Just wear the whole thing.
Are you talking about athletic leggings?
Really, just any kind of pant that goes right below.
Even
knee.
If it's like a flared jean.
Is this,
like,
bad for you?
No, I mean, if you stand up, that's going to go to your ankle.
No, it won't.
You
but that's like the
like
style right now.
That's because you're
that's
sitting
That's the
down.
Style right now.
Yeah, like right, like
this
high ankle.
This is your ick.
That.
Okay, yes.
It's this, Laura.
I used to have
like
some.
I used to wear
I
those
used to
too.
Have some leggings like that.
Oh,
and
I know.
You told me that you didn't like them, and I was like, I'm going to stop wearing them.
Nuh-uh.
Dead ass.
Aww.
No one ever told me that, but I did stop wearing them.
I just, like, mm-hmm. A lot of people still wear them, and I honestly just don't get it. Like,
what's it look like to you? Does it just look, like, not stylish at all? Just, like,
it looks like
childish?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people wear that in middle school, so it, like, makes me think
that's
that.
That's true.
But, like, also, I just don't get, like, do you not want to show your knee?
Hey, what?
Like, either wear like
oh these, like pick one or the other,
yeah.
Because shorts or the leggings.
There's Bermuda shorts or leggings.
Bermuda shorts, are those
the
one that go to like your here?
Yeah,
those are kind of in like right now.
They
like,
want to show
leggings,
biker shorts.
Oh, biker shorts.
Yeah,
yeah.
Those are kind of in. I think those are cool. Or like spandex or whatever, or to your ankle. Like those are your three.
But you
options.
Don't understand the whole let's stop mid calf.
Right, is like thing. Show.
What
half
about if
my
they're
calf.
Like doing yoga?
Just why?
I mean, I guess I can understand that.
Do you
that.
Want your calves to
maybe their
breathe?
Calves are sweaty.
I'm so big into, like, being easygoing. So, like, if something becomes, like, a big issue or, like, you're not adaptable to a situation, it's such a big ick. So, like, an example would be if, like, so if you're, like, at a restaurant and your food's taking a while. And
yes,
they, like,
I know
make
where this
it
is
a big
going.
Deal.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, I just, like, I can't, like... I can't imagine. I can't believe they're taking so long.
Yeah.
You get frustrated. Or sometimes if they like mention it to the waiter.
Or like, if they're just like super bitchy to the waiter. Like,
yes.
How
that's such
treat,
a turn off. Like you need to
waiter.
See that
people,
your girl is going to be like polite to the waiter and stuff.
Even like I can't imagine if someone was like unpolite to a waiter immediately that like I would
oh,
consider
yeah.
walking.
Same,
I would consider walking out.
It's
but, like,
the same with girls.
But less than that, even just like like talk, like continuing, like making it like a deal, like continuing to talk about it and like complain and like not complain, like, yeah, just like
making it a conversation, yeah. Like making your negativity a conversation,
like a bigger deal than it should be. That's, and it's something that's like not in your control either,
because and that's more of a personality thing too, like you want someone who's laid back, so like, but that just shows their character too, like if you can't shut up about someone, like I mean a busy restaurant waiting 10 minutes for your food. Waiting 10 minutes, like that just shows that you are so uptight.
The rest of your relationship such a window is
into
go,
the
yeah.
into mm-hmm. the character.
Call. A blonde, a brunette, and a redhead.
Walk into a bar.
Title.
Name of the podcast.
Title.
Two girls, one cup.
Stop.
Sorry.
Two girls, one sack.
Woo!
A blonde, a redhead, and brunette.
That's our new name.
Two girls, one sack.
Because that's what Gabby calls Isaac. Sack.
A sack?
Two girls, one sack.
Why'd she call him a sack?
Isaac.
Oh, Isaac.
I kept thinking she was calling you Zach.
Yeah, yeah. Me too.
When we were out, she was like, Zach, I have my wallet. And I was like, who's Zach?
You guys, he replied.
Oh
replied.
My God. And we'll be back.
Wait, guys, wait. I'm not ready for you to read it. I'm not ready.
Wait, I want to read it with you.
Okay. Come over here. Can you hyperventilate on camera?
Oh, you guys have freaked out. Again.
He's typing.
Wait, here, this is what we can do.
Oh, yeah. Do you have your reads on?
No.
It's a paragraph.
Whoa. Is it bad?
Oh, it's a paragraph. We're fine.
That looks good.
We're fine.
Tell me.
Vibes are good. Do you want me to read it? Can I read it out loud?
Can we open it or no?
Yep.
Open it. She doesn't have reads on. Just
open
it.
Oh.
He said keeps a going. Lot. He said a lot. Okay, do you want me to read it?
Let's read it first.
I want to read it out loud.
Guys, read it!
Okay,
we're going to read it on mic, and if it's bad, we'll cut it.
Okay.
So, Cody.
That's totally understandable.
This is a live reply from Cody.
Laura doesn't know anything that we're about to say.
It's a long paragraph, but
this is a raw reaction from me.
This is a first on this is a first on the Vagabond Views.
Okay, go.
That's totally understandable, and I get that 100%. And I respect your decision. We are definitely flirty from time to time. LOL. And I always look forward to seeing you at work. You also make my nights way better. Aww. Like, I wish I could tell you how much this feels wrong to read this on.
Stop reading it like that.
Yeah, just read it normal.
Like, I wish I could tell you how much you helped my sanity when I was going through everything I was going through. It was so nice to have someone I could talk to and be in be peaceful and fun and just easy. I don't want anything to change either. I was so scared that when my whole situation blew up that it was going to change things between us. I felt so sick that day when I saw you after that. So thank you for not just blowing me off. I know I know a lot of people would not be as understanding about that as you were, and I appreciate it. Even though we do get along very well, and the vibe when we are around each other is great, when we are around one another, I completely get not wanting to cross any lines. Obviously, I know how messy that can be. LMAO. He does.
He's experienced it.
You're an absolutely wonderful person, and regardless of our status, I'd never want to not have you around in my life. And you have a friend in me for the rest of our lives if you don't get sick of me here before too long.
So guys, that's kind just of got deep.
That's really sweet.
That is really sweet.
He's doing good.
So don't even worry. Nothing is going to change between us. I'm always here if you need anything, and our friendship is too valuable to
Cody.
Me to let anything change that.
And then?
Second text. By the way, I already knew you didn't date coworkers. Blank told me. LOL.
I would give that a 10 out of 10.
I honestly think you
How are you so feeling much better. Now? I feel so much better.
You're at a 7.5. How are you feeling now?
I'm like no anxiety right now.
That's zero?
Yes.
Wow.
Like, okay.
Because he said nothing's going to change.
I knew
we're still
like
friends.
His personality would not be weird about this. Like, I knew he wasn't going to freak out, but I was like scared he would be like confessing his love to me or something. You know what I mean?
That'd be heavy.
Probably the best case scenario we could ever get.
Best case scenario
honestly,
right there.
Honestly, like.
Good job, Cody.
Really good.
I think we should be like a therapy podcast. What do you
that
think?
That was so good.
That really was good. Like, we got a great answer there.
He sounded really genuine too. Like, you could kind of tell
and
that.
And he
like,
ended with a smiley emoji.
Two smileys. There's a smiley after both texts. And the first one was a blushy smiley. The second one was a wink. LOL.
Oh, okay.
pat ourselves on the back.
So wait, I can continue to have the type of relationship I have with him.
So, yeah.
But now we don't have the pressure
we
of like,
there is no pressure.
I don't have to think that he's trying to get with me.
Yeah. It's just a fun like work flirt.
We yes.
love a work
Which
flirt.
Is what
I mean,
you want.
Everybody needs a work husband slash wife.
Everyone needs a work flirt.
A work flirt.
Do you like that?
I like that. That's a good word.
You know.
A work flirt.
Yeah, you work with literally 60-year-old women. That's it.
Me and I'm sure they all love you, actually.
They actually do.
Yeah.
It's tough to hear.
I don't have
but
a word
But you guys, I feel so much better.
That's amazing.
Good job, Cody.
So, guys, we're wrapping it up.
In conclusion. In this essay, I will.
Anyways, we just had a live, really just like a full circle on the Vagabond
Truly
Views.
Truly full circle.
We started with an issue and we ended with a resolution.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that.
How all podcasts should cycle, I think.
Therapy in 1 hour, sure.
Title?
I feel like I just got therapy.
You feel better?
Therapist.
I feel so much better.
Yeah. That's what happens when you sit down and talk to a therapist and a videographer.
Is that what you are now? That you're a marketing
are you a
specialist?
A
marketeer?
Maybe choose one.
Yeah. Who knows? Anyways.
Anyway, we did resolve our issue.
Yes. We're back to good. We're back to ground level, sea level. And that's just what happens on the Vagabond Views. So, again, we'd like to thank you for tuning in to this bonus episode on the Vagabond Views. Tune in next week and we'll just see what happens, you know?
Isaac Penner.
Yeah, let's all drop our Instagram handles. At Isaac Penner 2 on Instagram, you know.
At Sydney Reeves 15.
At Laura Lee with 4E's 11 on Instagram. Make sure to drop that file at follow.
Follow, like, subscribe, leave us a 5-star review.
I am private, but I will accept you.
Will accept.
Yeah.
Will accept.
Comment, subscribe.
Again, just thank you for tuning in. Check out our Patreon. Check out our OnlyFans. We'll have the link in the bio.
We all three share one. It's called A Blonde Brunette and a Redhead.
That's a joke. Anyways.
All right.
It's been another episode.
Bye, guys.
Peace.